Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Wednesday, 28th April 2021. Top stories for today. The Ministry of Education Malaysia, MOE, has decided to abolish the Primary School Assessment Test, UPSR, and cancel the PT3 exams for this year. Education Minister Razi Jidin said the ministry would introduce an alternative method to evaluate students who are supposed to sit for the two major examinations. Razi explained the main focus of the ministry at this time is to strengthen the Special School Admission Assessment, PKSK. Science, Technology and Innovation Minister Khairi Jamaluddin announced today that the AstraZeneca vaccine will now only be administered on a voluntary first-come, first-served basis and will not be used in the National COVID-19 Immunisation Programme. However, Khairi said a special vaccination centre will be set up to administer the vaccine and will for now only be for residents in Selangor and Kuala Lumpur. Separately, Inspector General of Police Tan Sri Abdul Hamid Badur says all police officers and personnel nationwide will have their leave frozen as part of preparations for the Aidilfitri celebration next month. He said the police would also tighten roadblocks at every toll plaza during Aidilfitri to prevent interstate incidents. On the international front, India's COVID-19 death toll surged past 200,000 in the last 24 hours as shortages of oxygen, medical supplies and hospital staff compounded record new cases of the virus. Meanwhile, supplies of life-saving oxygen and equipment have begun arriving in New Delhi, including ventilators and oxygen concentrators from Britain, with more dispatched from Ireland, Germany and Australia. The province of Quebec has reported its first death of a patient from a rare blood clot condition after receiving the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine. Canada has reported at least 5 cases of blood clots following immunization with the vaccine, but public health officials maintain the benefits of the AstraZeneca shot outweigh the potential risk and therefore will not change its vaccination strategy. U.S. health regulators and President Joe Biden says fully vaccinated people can safely engage in outdoor activities like walking and hiking without wearing masks, but should continue to use face coverings in public spaces where they are required, while urging those who have not to get the shot. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.